You're listening to the Jay and Chul Show podcast, Star FM.
This is Star FM's Jay and Chul's, or thanks to McDonald's.
And with Valentine's Day this weekend, we turn to the lovely Elise Carr, our love and relationships expert from StellaMuse.com.
Elise, giving us some advice for Valentine's Day, and we're really turning things up this weekend.
Seems like Valentine's become a bit commercialised, and you have to buy a card, and you have to get chocolates, and you've got to take them to dinner, and I'm just like, maybe it's time to mix it up a little bit. And being a Tantra practitioner and coming from this place of it being about sacred sexuality and spirituality, I was thinking perhaps we could all start thinking of Valentine's a little bit differently and maybe think of it as a slow, sensual, seductive Valentine's this year round.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Because
how
I was...
that sound?
Hang on. Well, I'm going to undo a button here.
Well, I was thinking, well, what am I going to do for Adam this year? Because I should do something. On. So at least I'm probably talking to the right person.
Jeez, Charles.
Absolutely.
Turning it up.
Yeah, we are. We're turning it up. But to do that, we're slowing it down. So the first part is taking your time. So it's not rushing. Whatever it is that you want to do for your beloved, you could even make it a whole weekend of like little treats, little pleasures, instead of, you know, just one dinner. Maybe you plan something on Saturday night and something Sunday morning and then Sunday evening. It might just be, you know, a breakfast in bed, or it might be a little gift, but spread it out. Make it more of a celebration of the whole time and really think about the love here and your relationship and your connection. And then we move on to the sensual. So we're thinking of our senses. So with sight and taste, you could even have a blindfolded meal and you could hand feed them a couple of little treats and maybe, you know, you could wave something under their nose like a piece of really rich chocolate and put a little gherkin in their mouth instead.
Elise, hang on, we shouldn't be talking about putting gherkins in anyone's mouth for a start.
It's okay. Size.
I love the way you said that, Elise.
Your life is like a Mills and Boone book. And then you approach me from behind.
I love that. Well, you know what? Jay's actually taking his lovely girlfriend away to Byron Bay for the weekend.
Yeah.
Beautiful. That sounds like magic.
Yeah. Well, it was magic on my bank account. They saw me coming. But
it's an investment in the relationship. That's... what ideal for you is maybe touch when it comes to sensual, and you could do a nice massage with some beautiful coconut oil.
Okay.
Put some scented candles for the smell.
That's
and
good.
Maybe some music, or maybe there's nature happening around. Maybe you can hear the ocean, so you can just open up like the windows and get that.
I'll let her know to do all of those things. That'd be great. Some good
but
ideas.
Jay, can I just say, I think she would so appreciate the nature type thing, because it's not really your usual style to kind of really get outdoors.
No, I'm an indoors guy.
Yeah. Mm. And that's fine.
Well, it's time to mix it up.
But yeah, you should totally do that.
Will. It's going to be crazy.
It's the opportunity to do what your beloved likes.
Yeah.
Maybe there's someone who likes to receive gifts and you're someone who likes experiences. So, you know, you throw it out there a few experiences that you might want to do together, but, you know, you give them the gift. So to find out how they like to receive love, and bearing in mind the whole time, this is about seduction too, so there's a bit of teasing and playing and having fun and being cheeky and, you know, don't let your lover have all of you too soon. Spread it out, take your time. And not to forget also, there's a lot of lovers and singles out there who want to be celebrating this time, and they can do the same thing for themselves, finding the way that they like to be slowly seduced, whether it's having a beautiful bubble bath and a glass of champagne, or maybe it's saying yes to a date or going out with a group of friends.
Yeah, so I like that.
It's a wonderful time for all of us to feel a little bit loved up and do it in a slow, sensual, seductive
That's
way.
That's what I was
year.
Thinking.
You know, for the first time, I actually feel like I have hit on point with every one of those. Like,
yay.
Congratulations.
How about this? Elise, I'm for once a good partner.
See, that's amazing, because yes. I'm more like, I was just saying to Jay, I wish I knew what Adam really wants, because he never actually says it. So
well, you're allowed to ask.
Beer.
You are allowed to ask. You have to be a mind reader all the time, too.
Yeah.
So say, hey, honey bunny bear, whatever you call him.
Monkey
love?
Butt,
what,
she calls him.
What would make you feel really sexy? What's something you'd love us to share together, do together? It's a really great opportunity to have a sexy conversation with your beloved, too.
Wow, okay.
Is that awkward? Are you going to be able to do that?
No, you're game and you're a divinely empowered woman who's totally up to this. Tool.
Okay, I think I really do need to channel that inner divine sexual goddess.
Whoa!
You've got it. She's there. She needs to be reawakened.
Like
Sleeping Beauty.
She's asleep. She's been asleep for a while.
She's wearing her sexy lingerie, so she's ready to go.
She's in a coma.
Well, Elise, I love that as well, that you said it's about loving yourself too if you're singles, because the surveys come out and said, look, actually, singles do not care about Valentine's Day. They don't care about being single on Valentine's Day. People make a big deal about, oh, I'm single, Valentine's Day sucks. But the survey says people don't actually think like that.
No way. I've been single on Valentine's before. Actually, I remember a couple of times my mum would give me a card and it was just a beautiful little moment of love, and we'd put flowers in the house and I'd make some chocolates, and you do whatever you love and just enjoy it as an opportunity to be extra loving to yourself. You don't have to have a partner to be that way.
It's just about love. That's all it's about.
It's all love.
All
love.
About the love.
Love it.
Thank you so much, Elise. We love having you on the show, and you have a fantastic Valentine's Day.
Oh, we will. We will. Thank you so much.
Check out more podcasty awesomeness from the Jay and Jill Show now at starfmcoffs.com.au.